Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
My buddy, Curtis Cost. I'd like to hang. You know what? Dude, wherever you are, Curtis, I think we'd have a good time. Yeah, I really do.
Yeah.
And we got him joining us. But I got to show you, he's just hanging out, rubbing elbows with like some of the coolest people. I'm going to bring in a quick image. This was from yesterday. You see the Malibu ban in California on spring. But I've got to replace this image in real time here. It's the only way I can make this happen. So bear with me. We're going to show you something that Curtis did lunch today. That's let's see. The image capture, media files, browse. Stand by. This is like happening in real time. There it is. And boom. There it is. Look at that. It's Curtis Cost having lunch with RFK Jr. How cool is that? Now, I don't know how that happened, if it was like you bumped into him and you grabbed him by the arm or you know, but hey, Curtis, this is totally cool, totally cool. And I want to bring you into the mix right now. Let's see, clear that out. There you are. Curtis is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How are you, my friend?
Great, great. It's always an honor. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So obviously we're gonna do some follow up on the videos from the great Harlem vaccine debate, and we'll talk about how mm-hmm. to get a hold of those. And I want to talk to you a little bit about another thing in your wheelhouse because you wrote the book about some of the scams on HIV and AIDS, and obviously mm-hmm. vaccines are dangerous. The first thing I have to ask you, give me a little insight. How did you hook up with Bobby Kennedy here in New York City? What was going on there?
Well, it was pretty interesting how it came about. Well, it stemmed mostly from the Harlem vaccine debate, but he's been familiar with my work prior to that already. But you know, he spoke at the forum that I had, but he didn't think I could. I was doing a TV interview with him, and I mentioned the debate, the Harlem vaccine debate that I was working on, and he stopped and said, "Look, I'll bet you $10 that the other side won't show up." And at first, I said, "No," I said, "Kenny, I don't want to bet against you." I mean, but then I thought about it. I said, "Why not? Okay." Because I told him, "Look, I've taken precautions to help ensure that we do both sides to show up." And then later, at some point, I thought about it, and I called and I asked if we could up the ante from a $10 bet to having lunch, and he agreed to that. And so I now have super motivation to make sure that Harlem vaccine thing came off, and it did come off well. And to keep his end of the agreement, he had lunch with me. So,
nice.
I tell you, I was stressing out for the past week or so because it's like lunch with Mr. Kennedy, Curtis Cost, a kid from the South Bronx.
Yeah.
Actually having lunch with a Kennedy.
Curtis has gone
Bobby
big
Kennedy,
time.
My idol.
Big time, Curtis. So what can you share? You know, this is one of the things. Not everybody gets to have lunch with a Bobby Kennedy, the Bobby Kennedy in this mm-hmm. case. You know, there are people that go, is he for real? You know, why would he be doing this? I mean, he threw his political career in the you-know-what, whatever it is. People will say that he's not real. He's controlled opposition. You hear it all. And you got to spend some quiet time at lunch with the man. What are mm-hmm. your impressions? What is your experience? What was it like? You know, I really appreciate your perspective on things because you've been in it for a while and you've seen through a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you he's a real warrior. totally committed, and he can be very down to earth. He, I was very nervous, but he kept the thing, you know, very lighthearted, and we talked frankly about a number of different things. Some things I can't share, some things I can. But the issue, I put that specific question to him. I said, Mr. Kidd, you know, you can do anything you want. You can retire. I mean, you know, you've made your mark on the world already. What motivates you to go up against such giants like this? He said, Curtis, it's just like you. Once you read the science, you have no choice. And he was right. I mean, once you understand that children are going to die, other children are going to be crippled, some are going to be in a state of, living in a nightmarish realm when they're severely autistic, that's not acceptable. For me to have this knowledge and not try to warn others. And that's basically what he was saying. Mm-hmm. That once you know how serious things are, there's no turning back. If you have any, you didn't say it, but I assume basically saying, if you have some ethics, I mean, if all you care about is money and you don't get, well, but if you have any type of ethics, morality, any sense of humanity, there's no way you could objectively look at the science behind vaccines and not do everything you can to warn people against them, not to do everything you can to reverse these laws that are mandating people to be vaccinated. So he is definitely for real, and he's putting himself on the line, and he doesn't have to. And that is one of the things that admire so much about him.
Yeah, if you think about the people that have accused him of being money hungry or money grabbing, it's like if he were, he wouldn't be doing this, because you not going to get grants. You're not going to get any support from mainstream media. I mean, you're going to dry up all of your, you know, so-called opportunities to really profit big time. But, you know, the memes coming out of Hotez's and others of the world that are pro-vaccine fanatics are saying this is about a well-funded, orchestrated opposition, and these anti-vaxxers. I'm like, dude, you understand how we're scraping by? You know, just by the grace of God and those that would support this message that see the mission and how important it is?
Well, my feeling is about Cortez and others like him is that they are irrelevant until they have the guts to get on stage and engage in a debate. Anybody can stay in the shadows and make all kinds of accusations. But once they're able to get on stage with Bobby Kennedy face to face and debate him, then they become relevant. Right now, they're just chatterboxes. It's irrelevant. And that's what I think. I mean, when I was in college, you have a position, you learn how to do, you must be able to defend your position. If you write a paper arguing something, you have to defend it. You have to be able to defend your argument in a debate, whether it's with your professor or other students. How does the rules change when you got, doctors who are getting scholarships from the Gates Foundation and others, but they're afraid to get on stage and debate? If you're not going to debate, you're not relevant. And so I don't care what they really say.
Hmm. Well, you know, what I do is I care what you say, and there's an article here that I want to highlight right now. I'll show everybody on screen, those of you watching the show, not just listening. New York schools targeting black and Latino kids for HIV PrEP drugs, PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis drugs. And it says Curtis Cost has inside information. This is just a few days ago. This was published at the Fed Up Democrat. Dude, what's going on? You know, we had Verstein, my friend, and your friend, who also attended and was part of the great Harlem vaccine debate, and she was going after Gorski for claiming that she and others were targeting black folks in Harlem on this issue of vaccination. But they're in fact people in the government, New York State Education Department, are targeting blacks and Latinos. Talk to me about that.
Sure. One of the people who I happen to know and have a lot of respect for was telling me, it was a casual conversation, but she drifted to how her contact within the Board of Education was saying that they were vaccinating kids in New York right now and doing it without the knowledge of the parents and without their consent. And they're giving them these HIV vaccines, and I believe she said HPV as well, I believe. I don't know, hold me to that one. And I was shocked. I was stunned. And she said she would want to – I asked her if she would write up something, but she would have to do it anonymous. But no sooner did I have that conversation with her, I then read the report by Fed Up Democrat, where he was talking about basically the same thing, that kids are being given these medications – without parental knowledge. And, you know, I've done a lot of research on HIV and AIDS, and I have a whole chapter in my book on it, so I know firsthand how dangerous HIV drugs are, whether it's AZT, DDR, protease inhibitors, and the other things they put on the market. And this one is no different. I've not done extensive research on this. It's all happening real fast with a bunch of other things that I'm doing. But I'm already hearing that it can cause potential liver damage and softening of the skeleton, which are horrific. I mean, when things relate to the liver and your skull and your skeleton, the bone, that's really bad. I mean, that's when you're at risk of dying and other terrible things happening.
Well, you talk about targeting. I mean, you're targeting blacks and Latinos in New York to give them pre-exposure prophylaxis, they're called, PrEP drugs, which are toxic, deadly drugs, just given in lower quantity so as not to be so likely to induce death right away. And this is the history of AZT, for those across the Atlantic, they say it that way, we say AZT. And in fact, there's an article here that I think Gary Null had asked our friend from Rethinking AIDS to write, about, let's see, is this the image here? Oh, here it is. Yeah. If you go to Wikipedia and read the story of AZT, and he wrote an article about the lies that are appearing on this page, it's absolutely extraordinary. And there it is. I'm going to bring up that page for everybody to see. We might have time to talk about it. I'm not sure. But at the RethinkingAIDS.com website, David Crow wrote this article about the AZT Wikipedia page, unsafe despite the lies. I mean, they claim AZT is safe for babies. You should know AZT was a failed chemotherapy drug in the 1960s that was so deadly and dangerous it was killing healthy people, much less those who were given AZT for cancer. And so then they brought it back out for the so-called immune collapse of AIDS, despite the fact that you and I, Curtis, would dispute the cause of AIDS being HIV. The reality is, if you're going to, you know, give chemotoxic drugs that are so deadly they kill cancer patients to people who have no immune system, the only way they're able to do that is by reducing the dose. And that's what happened later in the 90s after all those people were slaughtered from Freddie Mercury and others by AZT, not AIDS. They reduced the dose quantity or size, and suddenly people were living longer, and they said, hey, it's working now.
Yes, yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. And basically, they realize that there's a lot more money to be made if they can keep them alive longer. So, so they reduce the dosage and continue to collect the insurance money. And it's just stunning.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I remember once I was on a panel in Harlem years ago, and I was talking about HIV/AIDS, and he had this brother guy on the stage, big, powerful, muscular guy, and he gets, I'm dying of HIV. I'm like, dude, look at yourself in the mirror. There's nothing wrong with you. I mean, just because somebody's bogus test says something is wrong with you, but of course, I don't know what ultimately happened to him, but if he followed the path of those drugs, well, he would get very sick very soon. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's stunning how monstrous some of the people in power, people with toast to respect, really are. They're putting up things that they know are poisonous, and they don't care. I mean, I organized Harlem AIDS Forum years ago, and at that forum, one of the speakers was Lynn Gannett, and she was involved in the actual testing trials of the AZT drug, and she became a whistleblower because she saw that they were falsifying the data to make it appear that AZT was somehow beneficial, but the data was falsified, and that justified putting it on the market. So people died, but she got on stage, and you can look it up on YouTube, Harlem Vaccine, Harlem AIDS Forum, and she tells you right there, she was part of the trials, and they were falsifying the data. And, of course, I'm sure they're doing the same thing with the drug. But, you know, it goes beyond just the danger of the drug. Mm-hmm. I mean, HIV is a hoax. Anybody who hasn't done the research, I mean, do so to read my book and go to Virus Myth or countless others' websites for you to do it for. There is no HIV. It started off as a disease of homosexuals who engaged in a lot of promiscuous anal sex, which was traumatic. And to deal with that trauma, they took a drug called Poppers, which was nitrate-based, and it brought on the exact same symptoms at that time that was called AIDS. the pneumocystis carinii pneumonia, and Kaposi's sarcoma. Those were the two symptoms that were defining what AIDS was. And eventually the establishment realized that they couldn't make any money off of a disease only affected homosexuals, so they expanded it to imply that heterosexuals could get it as well, that it wasn't a drug-related disease, but it was a sexually transmitted virus, and, you know, the whole scandal and falsification of data over that. But the bottom line is they want to give drugs to perfectly healthy kids who don't have anything. The off promise that in the future they'll be protected something. Well, I could do that. Right now I could issue a vaccine against being struck by lightning. And I would have just as much credibility as they have, because I know most people aren't going to get struck by lightning. So, I mean, the small percentage you do, I still pocket lots of money.
Yeah.
They don't have to prove anything. Like HPV vaccine, well, it's going to work 50 years from now. It'll protect them from cancer. What? Wait a minute.
Unless
how do
it
you
doesn't.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I have a friend.
What are the tests showing it?
Curtis, I have a friend named Bobby Russell. I don't know if you've heard about him, and I've had him on the show. He was diagnosed as HIV positive, went on AZT. It was devastating him, killing him. He woke up. He realized the scam. The tests are phony. And he got off of all of that, changed his diet, changed his lifestyle. He's alive and well years and years later, even today. And he's, you know, very outspoken about it. They nearly killed him with the drug. He got off of it. He survived. And, you know, again, to see that that New York Department of Health and schools are targeting minorities for termination, slow, painful termination via claiming to prevent something they may never get and is not even caused by the thing they're trying to prevent, that is HIV. I mean, this is, you know, we talk about a church belief, a cult-like devotion. It's a death cult, and they're running it in our governments. And in New York, they're targeting blacks and Hispanics. So did you talk at all about this with Bobby Kennedy? Again, he's been outspoken about the Democrat Party, how it's abandoned the principles it may have once had in history of standing up for the little people against the man, you know, against big government. And now they've become the party of big pharma and big government, and saying that anybody who questions the vaccine issue or the HIV issue is somehow anti-science and needs to be, you know, dealt with accordingly, much less poisoning their children.
Yeah, well, we didn't go into much details, but as we were talking, he did ask me about my motivations, and I said, among the things I said was that I realized that the pharmaceutical companies, when it comes to vaccines, they are a bunch of bullies, and I don't like bullies. And he corrected me, said, no, they're thugs. And I think that it captures the gist of his sentiment. And yes, he's commented on the Democratic Party. There's no secret. All you got to do is look at the states that have the strongest Democratic control, and those are the states where you see religious exemptions already taken away or in the process of being taken away. How did this happen? I don't know, but, you know, my family being African-American, like most African-Americans, we've always been loyal Democrats. I can't say that my loyalty can stay with the Democratic Party given what they're doing with the vaccines. How can you stay with a party that's taking away your constitutional rights and religious freedom?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A group of Iranian protesters demanded that the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, step down after the government said that its military had mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian plane, killing all 176 people on board.
Also, Iran briefly detained the British ambassador to Iran. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab slammed the Iranian action as breaking all international law. The protesters in Iran expressed anger at what they perceived as an initial cover-up on the cause of the crash. Prior to Iran's admission, it had denied shooting down the plane. Those aboard the doomed flight included 82 Iranians, 63 Canadians, and 11 Ukrainians, including the 9 crew members. 10 passengers were from Sweden, 4 from Afghanistan, 3 from Germany, and 3 from the UK. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I just stay with the party that's aggressively pursuing policies that is definitely going to result in illnesses and death of children. I don't see how I could, or most black people, I don't see how they understand the fact that they continue to support something like that. And Mr. Kennedy has talked about that in other presentations. And so, I think African American community really needs to take a very close, hard look at their loyalties. Yeah, I know the popular thing is hate anything Trump says or does. If Trump says good morning, oh, that's racist or something. I mean, come on. I mean, they act like he's the worst president that ever existed. We've had some presidents that are a whole lot worse. But right now, I mean, I don't think we have a choice. If you want to become a slave and let the government dictate what medicines you and your children will take, well, then vote Democrat. If you think that people should have a choice, well, then, you know, Republican or independent party, you've got to consider other options, or just staying home. But I don't see how we could blindly support a party that's doing what it is doing. I want to say one other thing about this drug for that they're giving to black Latino kids. My understanding is that this drug is supposed to be taken every single day of the child's life. Mm-hmm. That's scary for any drug. I don't care if it's aspirin. That's a bad thing. And I understand the cost is something like $24,000 per year per child. Now, you imagine the implications for all the millions of kids in the public school system. Mm-hmm. Not just in New York, but I assume they're probably going to spend nationwide. That is a windfall profit for the drug companies. And that's their incentive. They don't care about kids dying, being crippled. They don't care. It's the money.
Talk about redistribution of American wealth at every level and giving it to those poor pharmaceutical companies that just don't have enough, Curtis. You just don't have enough compassion for Big Pharma. Here's the article that, you know, targets Cuomo. You know, if they're targeting black people and Latino kids and no parental consent, here's the article from Fed Up Democrat. Cuomo vaxxing and drugging kids with no parental knowledge, acting like the king. You know, and the Democrats, who's putting up a stink about this? Of course, the people that are right waking up to this are leaving New York. They're leaving California in droves. And some have gone to New Jersey, where we're covering the rising of the people to say, no more of this. Who cares if it's illegal when King Cuomo can regulate it? And this is a story that came out just before the new year here. Cuomo signed a regulation in New York allowing children to be given preventive treatments for STDs without parental knowledge or consent. For, and again, the scam of HIV right here, HPV, the fact that you're going to know it's not working 30 years from now, and Hep B, all again, primarily sexually transmitted infections, if they even exist in terms of HIV. We doubt it. We dispute it. But again, this is the Democrat Party. This is not the Republican Party, and I'm not a fan of the Republican Party necessarily, but I acknowledge that on this particular issue, they have defended family choice and informed consent, where the Democratic Party has not.
Right. And I think it's also important that people take some time and start looking at what's happening in other parts of the world. In Argentina, they are mandating vaccines. You can be arrested. They'll police will come up to you and demand that you show that your vaccination rescue for your children, yourself. I understand the same thing is being done in Brazil and Samoa. So those are like test cases to see how people respond. I mean, I see them as the elite putting out intelligence tests. Mm-hmm. They put out these little tests to see how we respond. And if we don't raise the ruckus over it, okay, no problem. They're letting us, we can go ahead with it.
Yeah.
So if you want to get an idea of where all this is going in America, we got to look at some of these other countries mm-hmm. where there's less freedoms and things, because it's scary. I mean, yeah. We are literally heading to a situation where America becomes modern-day slaves. Literally. I mean that as literal as it could possibly be. When you don't have choice, they have something like 270, I understand even more out there, that there are different stages of developing vaccines. All of that, if these laws pass, will be forced upon us. No choice. So, and it's not just about protecting the kids. So all the people out there who don't have kids or the kids are grown, you're not safe, because the law is already in development to mandate this for all adults, just like they're doing in some other countries.
But Curtis,
so we're all on the chopping block.
You know that a lot of adults will tell you, Curtis, there's no way I'm getting an adult vaccine. I've done my thing as a kid, right? You know they're going to say that. They do, and I get it. Yeah. But what if, Curtis, they tie it to your driver's license, your ability to get on an airplane or enter a building or work or vote? Then suddenly you're like, what? You mean I can't go anywhere unless I have my vaccines that you say I have to have that I didn't want? Yeah, because it's tied now to your ID. That's not science fiction. That's the real ID. And the gold star, much like the Star of David that was put on my ancestors in Nazi Germany to round them up and send them to death camps, this is what is inevitably happening through digitization of all our records, our social security numbers tied into the medical records, etc. And I've been, you know, talking to folks about that. If your little ID has a gold star, They got you. They got you biometrically linked, and they can change the rules of the game at any point in time. That's not me making it up. That's what the law is written to say. The Department of Homeland Security head could be Democrat, Republican. It won't matter. When they decide there's an emergency, measles is back, Ebola is here, any number of, flu is bad this year. You can't get on this plane without the shot, and I know you haven't got it because it's not linked in your ID. And for the kids, we got Bill Gates and the invisible ink tattoos with micro needles that inject nanoparticulate that you can't visually see that they can scan from a detector, even a cell phone, and that will allow them to know whether your kids have been vaccinated and they're up to date. And then eventually when you give up your ID that you carry, you won't need it because it'll all be injected into you.
Yeah, scary stuff. You know, and that's when they're being polite. Because for the ones who still refuse to get vaccinated after they can't get a license, can't get on a plane, they're just going to send the police around and demand your ID card. And if you aren't vaccinated, they'll just throw you in jail.
That is where this is going. That is what they'd like to be able to do. The question is, will the American people tolerate such behavior from their government? By and large, they have. We have until this point. The question is, are you up for saying no to government? Are you up for nullifying them on the state level, or if the state doesn't do it, on the personal level, on your level? Or will you be led like lambs to slaughter? Will you be one of the sheeple? I know, Curtis, you're not, but we've got to talk straight on this stuff, and I appreciate so much that you do as well. And, you know, waking up the folks in your community, letting them know what's really happening, and not letting them fall prey to the mantras coming from political parties or otherwise that have lulled us into a sense of false security and sleep and sheep.
Well, you're right. I mean, I know that those who believe that essentially more people, or more kids and others, are going to have to die and become crippled before enough people realize what's going on and really get upset. We're hopefully we can curtail some of that, but the ultimate power is with the people. That is the bottom line. Now, whoever has the greatest control over the mental image in the minds of the American people on this issue, those are the ones who are going to win. So if the elite can continue to get 95% of the population to believe that the vaccines are safe and effective and everybody who says different is crazy, they're going to win. If we can change the image where people realize that there is risk, there are natural alternatives, and our constitutional freedoms are sacred and not negotiable, and can't be sold off to the pharmaceutical companies. Mm-hmm. If we can change that image and that narrative into the minds of the majority of American people, we will win. Mm-hmm. So right now, I see it as a battle for the minds of the American people. We don't have a choice either. Those of us who've already woken up, as Mr. Kennedy said, once you know the science, you don't have a choice. So people who are fighting now, they're going to continue to fight. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know lots of people who are very affluent and don't have to do it, but they're doing it because they understand the seriousness of it. Right. And they're working feverishly to wake up the neighbors and church officials and things like that. So I think the movement is going to just grow exponentially. And
Curtis,
who's going to win? I don't know.
Curtis, I know what's going to happen in Texas. I know what's going to happen in Texas if they try to go door to door to vaccinate.
Oh, wow.
They're going to be like, come on. They know the Second Amendment down there. The question is, what about New York? What about your friends in Harlem? Do they understand the importance of the Second Amendment as the last-ditch effort to stop tyranny in defense of liberty?
Well, I've been in communication with the Nation of Islam, and the Nation of Islam understands the seriousness of it, and they will be present at the rally in Albany and in other activities that are being scheduled. And the Nation of Islam has a lot of support in the black community, even though they may not be members. And other efforts are underway to wake up more and more people. So things are in the works.
Curtis, this is where Jews, Christians, and Muslims can come together. They really could on this issue and should.
Absolutely.
And again, I know you're working on that as well, and I appreciate you so much. Real quick, before I let you go, the videos from the presentations from the debate and the debate itself from the Great Harlem Debate, you said they're almost ready to be made available for everyone.
Right. In different formats, a DVD, or you'd be able to watch it streaming, pay-per-view type of thing. So hopefully most of that will be in place within the next week or so. I encourage everybody just go to my website, www.vaccinesaredangerous.com, and I'll have updates on it. But I would say within the next 2 weeks they'll be available. And it's more than just a debate, because the debate is just one part of it. I had a whole separate forum where we had Dell Bigtee Tweed give a keynote presentation that was amazing. Brooke Jordan, Rita Palmer, a lot of people gave great, phenomenal presentations, names, some other names the average person, most people haven't heard of before. It's in the second part. And on top of that, we have interviews with the various panelists and speakers, and we have the debate after the debate. Most people realize after everything was over, which was around 8-something, a lot of people didn't leave. Mm-hmm. They were still there for another hour or more arguing and debating, including Dell Bigtree. I have that on the tape. So it's going to be a
bonus
dynamic
time,
tape,
man.
People are going to be able to watch and see all the fireworks.
That'll be awesome. Y'all, vaccinesaredangerous.com. Curtis Cost, he's welcome here anytime. He made it through traffic in time to get here on time. Thank you, Curtis. You're looking great, man. You dressed up way more than I did today. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, well, I kept this on in my disguise. But thank you. It's always an honor, brother. I appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you so much. When we come back, Super Don's going to dive into the goop. We're both going to. We're going to talk about it and science as well. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, thank you to Curtis Cost. We appreciate him so very much. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our friends at Living Fuel, Casey Krejci, giving us some supplementation, some real food, in addition to what you might be lacking. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ricky Gervais hosted the award show Golden Globes, which is like the foreign press, and we talked about it briefly yesterday. It's still, he got apparently 300,000 new Twitter followers that day, the next day. And honestly, I was one of them. I was like, you know, I give people props. You know, they could be leaning left, right there, but they're willing to make fun of themselves or even those that are aligned with them politically, because I don't think anybody would normally claim that Ricky Gervais is a right-wing, conservative, Republican-supporting actor or comedian. Yet, apparently, those in Hollywood are accusing him of just that thing. And Ricky Gervais, he's wondering, how is it that teasing corporations, elite Hollywood, is right-wing? It's like suddenly he's persona non grata among the Hollywood left because he pointed out some nasty stuff about their dirty little secrets, whether it be pedophilia, etc. And it's like, you know what? The only people that are upset with him are probably those that are engaging or enabling or hiding those people that are doing these horrible, horrible things. So in his tweet, let's see if it's here. He'll drop F-bombs and such, but how the F can teasing huge corporations and the richest, most privileged people in the world be considered right-wing? Hashtag Golden Globes. That was his response. And I think Vanity Fair writer, Entertainment Weekly writer, they complained about he shouldn't be making fun of these hypocritical or celebrities because it's a right-wing talking point. And honestly, I mean, yeah, I saw some reports like on Fox News and Hannity going, man, this is great. This is the best thing ever. And I agree, but it wasn't because he was right wing. It was just he was pointing out hypocrisy. And since when does that mean you're part of the right wing?
Yeah, it used to be at one time that the whole liberal, you know, point of view was to go after the rich and the elite, right? But, oh, wait a minute, not those rich and elite. That's, yeah, so it's pretty funny because we're in a world right now, especially since Trump got elected, where everybody's lost their collective minds. And so now you are automatically labeled. It's the same thing, you know, good analogy is when we're talking about people that will question a vaccine. Not anti-vaxxer, you know, so he goes out there and he you know, bashes Hollywood. Oh, he's a right-wing conservative, alt-right, you know, whatever. You can't get away from the labels.
Who is this Mark Harris?
You know, Ricky Gervais is not one of those guys you want to go after, you know?
No, he doesn't care. He'll push back. He's not going to back off on this. But who is this Mark Harris NYC. Is he with like one of those Entertainment Weekly editor, Mark Harris? He says, here's my Ricky Gervais problem. The idea that celebrities are not only pampered babies, but hypocrites who cause the problems. They make speeches deploring and should therefore shut up and act, sing, be grateful, is a right-wing talking point and especially stupid one. Are they going after Laura Ingraham? Because didn't she write a book called Shut Up and Sing?
Shut Up and Sing.
Remember
yeah,
that?
Years ago.
Yeah.
She did that. And it's true. You know, I mean, it's like, and I, you know, I happen to be one of them that I will agree that, you know, when I go to see a movie or go to a concert or you know, watch an award show or something like that, I'm not looking for some type of political speech or some kind of message or whatever.
Yeah.
I just want to go and be entertained, you know, type thing. But celebrities feel, listen, whatever, it's a free country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some celebrities feel that they have a platform, right?
Yeah.
And so they want to use that to try and accomplish something good or whatever. I don't care. You know, I think after a while what you have to do is when you watch these TV shows, you watch these movies, you have to have kind of like a built-in filter where it's like you can just kind of take the global warming message or the whatever message that's in the movie. It just kind of isolate it, you know, kind of like an antivirus program on your computer, right? You just kind of quarantine it. And then just but enjoy the rest of it for what it is. Some people can't do that, but that's what I've had to do.
Yeah. Let's see. What does Ricky say to all of this? Thanks for all your amazing comments about my Golden Globes monologue. Best reaction ever, and that means a lot to me. I had a blast, but thank you know what? It's over, so I can get back to my real job of editing Afterlife 2 and touring Supernature. Make jokes, not war. And I think what we were drawn to, not just that they were making fun of Hollywood celeb Superdome, but that it was just anti-PC. It was enough for the political correctness. And there are a lot of liberal comedians that are also disgusted by the politically correct restrictions on speech when it comes to humor. You know, the willingness to make fun of any and all sides and be self-deprecating. And what we've seen in a lot of television and Hollywood shows, it's only been about bashing Trump, bashing the conservative right or so-called. And there are things to bash about anything. It's true. It can be. So fun conversation, not necessarily planned, never scripted. You never know what you're going to get except a level of integrity, health, freedom, and healing liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Listen at robertscottbell.com and share it with your friends because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.